Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Thursday, July 1st, 2021. And if you are new to the Small Pod, he would like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long. And the Marlins were looking to come back after a loss on Tuesday to the Phillies, where Miami fell 4-3. Also announced were the rosters for the MLB Future Stars game during the All-Star break. And for Miami, their representative is Max Meyer, who so far in Double-A Pensacola has just an incredible stat line of 4 wins, 1 loss, an ERA of 1.84, and 49 innings pitched with 50 strikeouts, and a whip of 1.16.
I went home for my brother's wedding, and I was at the golf course, actually, and I was on, like, hole 11. I get a call from Jeff, and he says, you know, you're going to be on this Future Games team, so I was pretty fired up.
Max has just been well-deserving of being chosen for that game, and it's just a bright spot for the Marlins in the long term. It really looks like it could potentially be a superstar for the Fish. But going to last night's game, pitching matchup, featured the returning Jordan Holloway, who came into the game with a 2.55 ERA, making his third major league start, facing off against former All-Star and 2018 Cy Young third place Aaron Nola. And last night's game for Miami started, well, with a panic, and not a bad one, a Joe Panic welcomed himself to the Marlins with a home run in the top of the second inning off Aaron Nola with a 380-foot bomb. But it was a short lead for Miami as Bryce Harper returned the favor with a 444-foot home run in the bottom of the second. And later in that same inning, Miami gave up a 2-run triple by Nick Madden and a sac fly, scoring Madden to give Philly a 4-1 lead as Jordan Holloway struggled versus the lineup early. And it looked like it's something that we've seen before. The Marlins get a lead and then they lose it, and then they end up losing the game. But this was different. The Marlins responded with a massive home run, even bigger than the Bryce Harper one. This time it was Adam Duvall with a home run that went 458 feet. Almost 500. Almost. Cutting deficit down 4-2. And then after that, Jordan Holloway finished the night with 3 innings pitched, 4 hits, 4 earned runs. Something you don't want to see. 5 walks, including multiple walks to Aaron Nola, which is something you don't really want your starting pitcher to do, is to walk the other starting pitcher. And Jordan Holloway also had 5 strikeouts. But Miami came into the 5th inning down 5-2. But that would quickly change as the Marlins stormed back to take the lead with 5 straight. Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 straight 2-out singles, and included a double by Sandy Leon to give Miami an 8-5 lead in what was a 6-run inning for Miami. And after almost a 40-minute rain delay, play started to back up again. But that didn't stop Miami. They continued their hot streak by adding 2 more runs in the 6th, increasing their lead 10-5. And the Marlins were able to close out the game and secure an 11-6 win over division rival Philadelphia Phillies. And if you're looking at the stats for this game, the Marlins total had 10 RBIs and 18 hits. Yes, 18. The biggest one is Starling Marte, who had 4 hits in 6 at-bats. Garrett Cooper with 3 hits. Adam Duvall with 3 hits and a home run. You look at Jesus Sanchez, who had 2 hits, 2 RBIs, and probably the man of the hour, Joe Panic, 2 hits, 2 RBIs, a home run, welcomed himself to Miami. And also in the pitching, a player that really stood out for the Fish was Steven Oker, who pitched 1 2/3 innings and got a strikeout and just really showed that he could be probably really reliable going down the line and someone just to really keep an eye out for the rest of the season. But for the Fish, next up for them is tonight at 6:05 p.m. where they hopefully will get the series win versus the Philadelphia Phillies and the final game of the series versus them. And the pitching matchup is a really interesting one featuring Pablo Lopez and Zach Eflin. So make sure to like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get the small pod. And remember this, always go Fish.